Good morning. We're continuing Chayyadam. Klal Chav Dalas, and we're looking at Simin Chav Beis. So Simin Chav Beis deals with the bracha of Ritzei. Bracha Yud Zayin, he Ritzei. The 17th bracha of Shemoneh Esrei is the bracha of Ritzei. Menikris Avoido, Shemispelin Bo Al Havoido Shatachsor. The name for the 17th bracha is Avoido. The more refers to it by the name of Avoido. Even though we don't have the void anymore, we daven for the void that the void should be turned back to the Beis HaMikdash. So that's why this tefillah is referred to as a void. One point that the Chayyadim does not discuss is Mishabur brings a question in the Nusach of the Bracha. We talk about that the Russian should be Makabal, the tefillahs and the Isha Yisrael should be Miskabal Baratzen. So the tefillahs being Miskabal Baratzen, we understand. Ishe Yisrael, the word Ishe is referring to the karbonos which are brought on the Eish, on the Mizbeach. The question being that we don't have any karbonos nowadays. We don't have Ishe Yisrael, so how can we use the language of the Eishim Mizkabal Barotzen? We don't have the karbonos. So the Mishnah Berurah brings multiple explanations of what it means. One of the explanations is it's redoubting that they should come back. And they were davening that one explanation is referring to that the Bershom is in Shemayim, there are Kabbonis taking place which are through the Neshamas of Klai. So, and the question is, where do you put the pause in the Bracha? So we say, 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 So, is it that's one thought. So, we're not davening that Shemini is Kabbal Baratzen, because right now it's not this Kabbal Baratzen, we don't have Yishe Yisrael. We're davening that the Bershon should bring those back. Pause. And the Tefillah should be Miss Kabbal Baratzen. That's one way to understand it. So then it's referring to the Ishe Yisrael are going back on the thought of the Bershon bringing back the Voidah. And Tefillahs are talking about a new thought of that the Bershon should be Mekabel, the Tefillahs which we have now, Baratzen. According to Mishnah Berurah's other pshat, that there are even Kabbonis nowadays. In Shemayim, there's a Kabbonis being brought through the Neshamas of the Tzaddikim. So that it should be Ishe Yisrael Tefillah Saba Avos Kabbal Baratzen, that Ishe Yisrael and Tefillahs should be this Kabbal Baratzen right now. So it's Hashem Yisrael Adol Yerim Secha, Kama, Ishe Yisrael Tefillah Saba Avos Kabbal Baratzen. So do you pause before the words Ishe Yisrael, and Ishe Yisrael is connected to the next thought, or do you pause after the words Ishe Yisrael is connected to the prior thought? So Mishnah Berurah brings both Pshatim, and he's not Machriya. The Gra says the Iker Pshat is it's going back on before. So a person should pause after the Ishe Yisrael. The person should bring back the void on the Ishe Yisrael. End of thought, pause. And then the Sevil Asamba Abbas Kibab Borotzen, Rusil Rotzen Tvir Abadas Yisrael Amecho. Then we should continue on in the Bracha. Mishnah Berurah does not make a Hakra, which way to read it. And therefore, some people read it sort of all of it together so you're not clear where the pause is going to be. Okay. Now the Chayyadim continues and he says that so in the 17th bracha would say is where we introduce Yalav Yavoy both on Rosh Chodesh and on Cholamoid. If he forgot it or if he's not sure if he said it, we have to assume he didn't say it correctly. So b'Cholamoid bein ba'arvis b'shachos amincha u'Rosh Chodesh b'shachos amincha. So it's ma'akev, so that's relevant on Chol HaMoed, all three tefillahs. Ma'ariv, Shachris, and Mincha. It's relevant on Rosh Chodesh by Shachris, and Mincha. So you have to say it. So what do we do? So now the Chayyadim goes through the different scenarios which could play out. Im Sayim Kvar HaBrocha Shel HaMachazir. If the person already said Baruch Ata Hashem HaMachazishkin Osel Tzion, we did not start Modim yet. Oh, I feel a rock. He only said Baruch Ata Hashem. So the Chayyadim's opinion is Mesayim Hamach Shchein Osel Tzion. Rami Yalla B'Yavoy B'Harakach Modim. So since he's not started Modim yet, he can insert Yalla B'Yavoy right over there. So if he already said and he realized he has not said the word Merdim yet, he says Yalla V'yabba right there. If the person said Baruch Atah Hashem, according to the Chayodim, he finishes off HaMachazer Shkinos HaLetzion, and then he says Yalla V'yabba right there. We already mentioned the Mishnah Berurah disagrees, and we'll talk about that more clearly in the next year. Have a good day.